Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia named the same team for the fifth successive game. Delivered a stirring fight back on the opening day of the fifth and final Ashes Test in Sydney, after England had reduced him to 97 for 5, after winning the toss and putting him in to bat. Steve Smith and Brad Haddin played the key roles, as the home side were bowled out for 326. Smith made 115, with Haddin contributing 75. The host day then got even better, when Michael Carberry departed late on, as England closed on 8 for 1. Ben Stokes returned figures of 6 for 99 for the tourists, who had his debuts to Gary Balance, Scott Borthwick and Boyd Rankin. Rankin had a day to forget, managing just 8.2 overs before having to leave the field with a hamstring injury. Borthwick meanwhile leaked 7 runs per over before taking the wicket of Johnson. Angelo Matthews scored his first test century since taking over as Sri Lanka captain, helped his side bat through day 4 against Pakistan in Abu Dhabi, ending with a lead of 241 runs. Slow and steady accumulation was the key, as Sri Lanka scored 234 runs, with a loss of only 1 wicket. Matthews had an unbeaten 116, Dinesh Chanimal made 89, with Pristina Jayawardena finishing on 48 not out, as Sri Lanka closed on 420 for 5. Pakistan, with Yunis Khan keeping wicket due to Adnan Akmal's finger injury, pulled hard all day, but only had the wicket of Chandimal, caught off Junaid Khan to show for their efforts. It was later confirmed that Akmal will play no further part in the Test series, after fracturing his finger. He will be replaced by Sarfraz Ahmed, time for the second Test in Dubai, which begins on the 8th of January. Shortly after their limited overs series in the Caribbean, and involvement in March's World 2020 in Bangladesh, it has been announced that Ireland's jam-packed itinerary will extend into May, when they play host to Sri Lanka for 2 1-day internationals. Angelo Matthews' side will begin their tour of the British Isles, back-to-back fixes in Dublin on the 6th and the 8th of May, before travelling to England. The series will provide the host with another opportunity to test their credentials against a full member, having long outgrown their associate status. West Indies have been hit with more injury problems on their tour of New Zealand. All-rounder Darren Sammy has been ruled out of the remainder of the One International Series, while Chris Gayle will not feature in the upcoming 2020 International Series, as was initially hoped. Both men have hamstring problems, Gayle turning his in India in November, and Sammy suffering his while warming up for the third One International in Queenstown. Sri Lanka women internationals Sundamali Dolavatta and Chimini Senavaratna have announced their retirements from international cricket. Both players were in contention for the upcoming tour of India, with Senavaratna due to be part of the One International squad, however both submitted their retirements in Sri Lanka cricket late last year. And Pakistan have made a change to their squad ahead of the women's tri-series with Ireland and South Africa and Qatar later this month. Javeria Rauf replaced Marina Iqbal, who has fractured the middle finger of her left hand, as he ruled out of both the One International and 2020 International contests.